Sorry. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us, for thy use at faults repair. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. We are thine, thou do befriend us, be a guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, you have loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, you have loved us, love us still.
Amen. I appreciate that. And I appreciate Brother Bierman. He's trying to do the sound and run back up here and sing and all of that. And I appreciate that. Let's take the Word of God this evening. And I want to first turn to 1 John chapter number 1. We will end up in Ephesians chapter 5, but I want to just lay a little groundwork as we come to 1 John chapter 1 first. And let us look at some things that I trust that God would use in our life. Tonight I want to preach to you on this subject, walking in the light. Walking in the light. Here we are approaching a brand new year. And this morning, as we talked about choosing life, and I pray that you will choose life in this coming year and that you will walk with the Lord. There is a life that only Christ can give us, and it's a life of fellowship with Him day by day. And tonight, are we walking in the light? Folks, God has called us to walk in light. Now, we are the light of the world. We are to be light in this world. We are to be, the Bible says, salt and light. We are to preserve, and as well as we are to shed light. But tonight, as we think about this subject, walking in the light, let's begin in 1 John chapter number 1, and let's begin in verse number 1. The Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Now notice back in verse number 5, this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. It's very important to understand that light is a metaphor in the Bible that is used to describe God. God is light, and there is no darkness whatsoever in God. Now, light is also used to describe children of God. We are to bear light in this world. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter number 5, if you will turn back. Ephesians chapter 5, and may the Lord help us tonight to understand this. As we think of light, I want you to know that in our natural world, there is nothing as pure as light. Light is pure. In fact, light can never be defiled and corrupted, no matter what passes through it or what falls on it. Now, let's think just for a moment about water coming out of a mountain stream, all right? I grew up in Tennessee, and we would find streams in the mountains, and it was nothing like drinking water from a mountain stream. I mean, it was just nothing like it. But I want you to know something, that even the purest water flowing from a clear mountain spring will become contaminated as it flows down the mountain. It will get contaminated. We think about the snow. I'm sure that you enjoyed this. How many enjoyed the snow on Christmas Day? Would you raise your hand? Where's Tim Jones? Tim, did you like it? All right, it's good. All right, someone told me it's the coldest day of 2020 on Christmas Day. All right, Tim, that was God's Christmas gift to you. All right, but when we think about snow, I mean, it comes from the sky, it's beautiful, it seems so pure, but may I tell you that even the purest snow coming down from the sky has particles of dirt in it. But light is unlike anything else. Light is pure. Light is not contaminated, and nothing can contaminate it. And the Bible says that God is light, and there is no darkness in Him. There is no darkness in God. Folks, light can never be defiled. It is a wonderful picture of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? We think about Christmas time. Really, Christmas is about lights, is it not? As a kid growing up, we used to, often my dad, he always worked late, and most of the time my dad would get home 9:30, you know, late at night. But sometimes, you know, my dad would say, all right, get in the car, and we're going to McDonald's and going to look at Christmas lights, you know, during Christmas time. And man, just jump in the car in your PJs, man, that was the life, you know, right there. And boy, we drive around and look at lights, you know, that was a fun thing to do. Well, Christmas is about lights. But really, Christmas is about the light of the world coming. And the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, think of it. The shepherds and all of them saw the light, the star in the sky. And it all is about light. Light, as we think about it, can never be contaminated. In fact, Jesus Christ is the greatest picture of light. Christ, when He walked on the face of the earth, He exposed sin, but He was never contaminated by sin. Jesus could touch sinners, but sin never touched Him. He was pure. He was undefiled. But the Bible commands us to walk as children of light. Now, what does that mean? Ephesians chapter 5, and let's begin, if you would please, in verse number 8. Ephesians chapter 5, and let's begin in verse number 8, and we will read a few verses here together. The Bible says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Five times we find the phrase light in just these few verses, but God commands us to walk as children of light. I want to encourage you in 2021 to walk as children of light, to walk in the light of God's precious word, but to be a light in this world. I think all of us would agree that we live in a dark world. We live in a world of darkness. And it almost seems as if the darkness is trying to take over the light. By the way, the whole history of our world is light versus darkness. Think about it just for a moment. And the darkness wants to just take over. But folks, you know what dispels darkness? It's none other than light. Light takes care of the darkness. So tonight, walk as children of light. Number one, I want you to notice that light reveals the truth. Light always reveals the truth. Go back to our passage here and notice what the Bible says. It says in verse 8, For ye were sometimes darkness. I think every one of us in here would admit that there was a time in our lives before we came to know Christ that we lived in darkness. We walked in darkness. But the Bible says, verse 8, But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. That's how we are to walk. Now this phrase, walk as children of light, simply means that we are revealing God's light in our daily lives. It's the ideal that we are to live before the eyes of God, hiding nothing. Do you know that walking as children of light, the Bible says that men love darkness rather than light. They love darkness. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Why do you think every bar is a dark place? Why? Because men love darkness rather than light. I think it's they want to keep it dark because they don't want to see what they're really becoming. They don't want to see the severity of their sin and their disobedience to God. They don't want to see it. And a lot in this world takes place of sin in darkness. But God has called us to walk as children of light. That simply means that we are to live before the eyes of God, hiding nothing. Not trying to conceal anything, because light always reveals the truth. It shows the truth. You know, have you ever, maybe in the middle of the night, you've been walking in the dark and you trip over something or you step on something or you run into something. You know what you need? You say, Pastor, what do we need? Light. Turn the light on. If you turn the light on, you're like, oh, that's what I stepped on, you know? That's what I ran into. Well, darkness conceals and light reveals the truth. Light reveals the truth and exposes the true character of things. I think all of us know that there's been times in life when we're kind of in the darkness per se. We don't know what decision to make. Maybe we are unsure of what is the next step to take. And you know what we need? We need light. And the Bible says that the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's Word gives us that light that we need day by day. And as Christians, we are to refuse to fellowship with darkness. And we are to expose the dark things of sin as they really are. Why? Because we are children of light. In fact, the Lord Jesus said that I am come a light into the world. The Lord Jesus Christ came as a light to the world. Why do you think they hated Jesus? Do you know that the religious leaders hated him and they sought to destroy him? And I think one of the greatest reasons why is because Jesus was light. He was light. Years ago, when I was a kid, this was before the days of internet and before the days of making a reservation at a hotel or even researching a hotel. I mean, you just kind of swung in, and or you looked for the vacancy sign on the hotel. How many remembers those days? All right. Okay. And all of that. I remember one time we were traveling on vacation and we could not find a hotel. It was getting late at night. I mean, 11, 12 o'clock. Man, we were tired. And I forget where we were heading. And we finally found a hotel. There was a reason why there was vacancy there, all right? And, it was terrible. I mean, just terrible. My mom later called it the Roach Motel, you know? And there was a reason for it. I remember, and it was just, I mean, a very cheap hotel, not nice whatsoever. And outside doors, all that. We came, and when we flipped the light on, the roaches scattered everywhere, you know? Well, I'm going to tell you something. We should have just gotten the car and left because we didn't sleep at all, you know? Because the truth is, we knew those things were somewhere, you know? They were in the darkness. But you know what they didn't like? They didn't like light. And when the light came on, they scattered everywhere. Why? Because the truth is, that's exactly what it is with sin. You know something? Sin loves darkness. You read the book of Proverbs and it talks about how that there's a secret pleasure of something that is concealed, something that is done in the dark. And there is a wicked pleasure about that. Well, folks, we are to be children of light, and light reveals the truth. Tonight, if you have questions about your life, I'll tell you what you need. You need light. If you are curious about different things, you need light. But the light that you need is found in the precious pages of the Word of God. Christ will give us light. Have you ever been sitting in church before and the Lord begins to deal with you? And you know what He does? In a sense, He turns the light on. In a sense, the Lord reveals this is what you're supposed to do. In fact, just last week, I remember telling my wife I had a situation I was dealing with. And I just didn't know what to do about it. You know, often if I run ahead of the Lord, you know what I do? I make a mess of things. And if I run ahead of the Lord and do what I think needs to be done, but I waited and prayed. I said, God, show me what You would have me to do. Lead me and direct me. And I'm going to tell you something. The Lord led in that area, but I needed light. I needed light. And in 2021, we need light day by day. We are to walk in the light that God gives us. And that means that we are to be students of the Word of God. We are to hide the Word of God in our heart because He gives us light. I see so often people living in the darkness of this world. Now, I'm not necessarily speaking at this point about the darkness of sin, but the darkness of confusion, the darkness of fear, the darkness of uncertainty. They live in that. They almost kind of come to themselves and they're just scared of everything. Folks, God has not, the Bible says He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And folks, light reveals the truth. We need the truth of God's Word. We need the truth to show us. As we look into light, it gives us truth. Light reveals the truth. Now notice something back in Ephesians chapter 5. How can we know that we are living in the light? Well, the Bible clearly tells us. Look back in Ephesians chapter 5. We come to verse number 9. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Now, if you were to study this passage, you will find that the fruit of the Spirit is referring to the light. It's speaking about the light. And the ideal is that if we are walking as children of light, there are three characteristics about our life. There is goodness, righteousness, and truth. Now let's talk about goodness. Goodness means honesty, integrity of heart. That's what it means to walk in light. This goodness that not only despises evil, but it refrains from doing evil. It's a lifestyle that is produced by a heart condition. You know something? The Lord, He sees our hearts. He knows if there is honesty and integrity in our heart. But if we are living and hiding sin or concealing sin in our life, Young people, if we're afraid of mom and dad finding out about something, then I'm going to tell you, you are not walking in light. You are living in darkness. You are concealing that in your life. Well, the Bible says we are to walk as children of light. And the first characteristic is goodness. It's good. It's complete. There is integrity in our life. The second word is righteousness. It's a beautiful word. It means purity of heart. And it refers to conformity to the Word of God. It's righteousness. Folks, a true righteous life is evidence of a pure heart. It's righteousness. You are doing right. You are living right. And you have a desire to live right. There is righteousness, goodness, righteousness, and then there is truth. The idea of truth is there's no deceit. Folks, Jesus is the living truth, but we also have the truth of God's Word. I wonder tonight, is it important to you to be a person that you are living and walking in truth? That you're a child of God in light day by day? You know, I know what it is to walk in darkness. I know what it is to be out of fellowship with the Lord. And I believe as a child of God, we can be walking in darkness out of fellowship with God. In fact, the Bible told us that back in 1 John chapter number 1, that if we say that we have fellowship with Him and we lie and do not the truth because we're not walking in the light. I remember when I came to know the Lord as my Savior, and God began to change my life in drastic ways. I remember having to get some things right with my mom and dad. I remember having to get some things right with other people. You know why? Because I wanted to be a person walking in the light. Nothing to hide. Nothing to conceal. In fact, years ago, one day, a man approached Charles Spurgeon for permission to write his life story. And the great preacher replied this: "You may write my life in the skies. I have nothing to hide." There was a man who was walking in the light. Nothing to hide. Nothing to conceal. Nothing afraid of being found out. Because light reveals the truth. And that is what we need. You know, so often we don't think right about life. We don't think right about certain things. And what do we need? We need the light to be turned on. Because when we know the light of God's Word, it reveals the truth. It shows us the truth. Light reveals the truth. In fact, the Bible goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 5, would you notice what it says in verse 10? It says, "Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." The word "proving" means it's put to the test. It's put to the test. It reveals what is true. Years ago, it is told about a certain type of china. And the china is very, very valuable. But there had to be people that had to inspect the china. Because the china, in a sense, could be baked too long as they did the process. And it could get small little cracks in it. And a good person knew what they were doing. They could feel that, paint it, and you would never know it. But a person could know exactly if they could put it to a test. They could literally expose it to light, and the light would reveal the cracks that the human eye could not really see. But the light shining through would show where the cracks were filled, and they proved it. Do you know what the Lord wants to do to every one of our lives? He wants to put us to a test. He wants to prove us. He wants to reveal what is acceptable or what is not acceptable to the Lord. He wants to do a work in our heart so that in 2021, we are walking in light. We are bearing the light. By the way, could it be the reason that we are not a light to this world of darkness? It's because we're living in darkness. It's because we are allowing sin, unconfessed, unrepentant in our life. Light reveals truth. And the Lord wants to deal with us. That's why I believe David prayed in Psalm chapter 139. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You know what David said? God, search me. Prove me. Because that is what the Bible says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. You know what we ought to do? We ought to look at everything in our life, not according to our standard. Well, that seems good to me. That feels good to me. That's acceptable in our society today. But what is acceptable to the Lord? That music, is that acceptable to the Lord? That viewing, is that acceptable to the Lord? That language, is that acceptable to the Lord? And I'll tell you what light will do. You get into the light of God's Word, it will reveal the truth about what is right in the eyes of the Lord. That's what I want. I don't care what's acceptable to someone else. I don't care what is permissible to someone else. What is acceptable to the Lord? Light reveals the truth. How many has ever had an x-ray before or a scan by the doctor? Yes. Do you know what it does? It reveals. It reveals what is really there. It shows you what nobody can see with the human eye. It deals deeper in our body and it reveals what is really going on. And that's what God wants to do in our lives. He wants to search us. He wants to prove us. Folks, we are to examine all the things in life in light of God's Word, and we either approve them or reject them according to the principle of God's Word, not according to our feelings. You know, we live in a world today that is all about feelings, is it not? In fact, I heard at Christmas time that someone filed a lawsuit because someone had Christmas lights up and they said that it offended them to have Christmas lights in the neighborhood. They were offended by that. Well, folks, if I lived that way, I'd be offended all the time, you know, by things in this world. But you know, the truth is, it doesn't matter really how I feel. What matters is what the Word of God says. It doesn't matter if I think something is acceptable or not. What matters is what is acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. What is acceptable? And we ought to expose our lives to God. In fact, when the children of Israel were commanded of God to take a sacrifice and give it to the Lord, they would take the sacrifice and the priest would take that lamb without blemish. But you know what? They would not just take the word of the person bringing the lamb, or just the visible eyes. You know what they would do to the lamb? They would prove it. The priest would take the knife and he would slay the lamb, but then he would expose that lamb. He would literally open up its body to make sure that there was no disease, to make sure that there was no contamination. There was nothing within that body. It would expose it. And when David was saying, "Search me, O God," you know, that's exactly what David was saying. God, expose me before you. Show me everything, Lord, that doesn't belong there. Folks, how many, let's be honest with ourselves, how many you have had things in your life and things that you really didn't see until God pointed them out through the light of His Word? Would you raise your hand and hold it up high? Yeah. Well, I've been there. In fact, I remember thinking, sitting in a church service and thinking, how come I didn't see this? How come I didn't know this? Because we are blind in many ways to our own wickedness and to our own sin. And that's what light does. It reveals the truth. It reveals the truth. You know what? The Bible says that the devil is the author of confusion. And boy, he has been playing his role very well in 2020. He has done his role very good because he has confused people. You know what we need? We need the light of the Word of God because it reveals the truth. Secondly, not only does light reveal truth, light refuses darkness. It refuses darkness. When you turn on the light, it will show up everything that is contrary to it. My mom and dad used to take us to Cades Cove and areas in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And I remember going different places. And now I'll be honest with you, all right? I've been to the Ohio Caverns. couple of times, and that's good enough for me right there, all right? That's good enough. I've seen it. I don't need to see it again, all right? And, you know, after a while, you're down there, and you're thinking, if I don't get out of here, I'm going to make another entrance to this place, you know? I mean, you know, how many understands what I'm talking about, all right? How many agrees with me, all right? I don't think God made us to live underground, you know? And, but you know, one of the things that I hate about caverns or caves is darkness. There is a darkness like you've never known. I mean, I've been to caves and Pigeon Forge where, you know, they tell you, all right, everybody stand really still. Don't move whatsoever. You know what that makes me want to do? Run, you know, when they say don't move. I mean, and they said, we're going to turn out the lights. You know, I remember being a little kid. Well, I got real close to my daddy right then, you know, and they turned the lights out and they said, all right, take your hand and put it in front of your face. And boy, you just couldn't see a thing in the world. I mean, it was dark. And then the man just lit a match. Just a small little match, and it lit up the room. I mean, it was amazing to me. I'll never forget that as a kid. Just a small little light. You know what that light was doing? It was refusing darkness. It was refusing all the darkness, and that's what light does. And folks, that's why we must live in light, the light of the Word of God. Live in the light. Lord, expose everything in my life that doesn't belong there. We must expose ourselves to the light. So that light can refuse the darkness. Now, let's look what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, because it tells us something in verse number 11. It says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now, the Bible is clear in the command that we are to have no fellowship. The word fellowship means that which is in common, that which we share in common, something that we enjoy together. God says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. So we see first, we are to remove ourselves from the works of darkness. We are to have no part in them. Folks, we are not just to ignore evil. We are not to reach some agreement with evil. We are to remove ourselves from the works of darkness, to have no part in that. Listen, you know what that means? That may mean that you have to step aside from some conversations because they are speaking in darkness. You may have to remove yourself. It'll take some boldness that the Lord can give you. It may take some loss of friendship, but if you are going to walk as a child of God in light, you've got to remove yourself from the works of darkness. To remove yourself. Folks, we are light, and there can be no fellowship between light and darkness. Now, this room here tonight, there's light in here. But I'm going to tell you something. If you turn the lights off, it'll be dark. But we turn the lights back on, and it repels, it refuses the darkness. We are to walk as children of light. The Bible tells us, would you take the Word of God and go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. You're there in Ephesians. Now turn back not too far and come to 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. And notice what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, let's begin in verse number 14. The Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You know what the Bible says? We are to separate ourselves. I've heard what people say. Well, you know what? We are to be light, so we hang with this crowd. Well, wait a minute. That's not what the Bible teaches. What communion hath light with darkness? There is no communion with light and darkness. There's either light or it is darkness. Now, yes, we are to be light in this world, but we are to be as our Savior. Listen, Jesus, He did love the sinner, but listen, He did not love their sin. In fact, He exposed their sin. He reproved their sin. And folks, do you know that a part of walking as a child of God in light is that we remove ourselves from darkness, not in pride, not in arrogancy, but secondly, we reprove the works of darkness. You know, we have a Christian school here, and I thank the Lord for it. But I tell our young people all the time that in a Christian school, there is a good crowd and there's a wrong crowd. You take a Bible college. I was so shocked and surprised in Bible college. I thought everybody had a heart for the Lord. I thought everybody wanted to serve God. But guess what? In Bible college, there is a right crowd and there is a wrong crowd. It's there. You know why? Because darkness always seems to get in somewhere. There's always this battle between light and darkness. And you know what? Reproving the works of darkness, by the way, just your lifestyle of walking in light is a reproof to other people. You know, I remember when I was in Bible college and my friend and I had a painting business together. And we made our way through college and that was great. Then I hung up my paintbrush until a few months ago, you know, and so all of that. But, you know, I remember being on job sites and we would paint new construction and all of that. And they knew that we were Bible college students because we witnessed to them. We tried to, speak the right kind of things. But often as we would come somewhere, they would say, oh, stop, the preachers are coming. Preachers are coming, you know. Boys, change your language now. The preacher's here. Well, it didn't offend me. I'm like, that's exactly what I am as a preacher, you know. But the truth is, you know what we did when we walked in the room? We turned the light on. They were uncomfortable about talking about the same thing. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Now look, but it also meant that we were to reprove the works of darkness. Now listen to me. There's a fine line there of reproving the works of darkness. That doesn't mean that we go around looking for sin to reprove. It doesn't mean that we're walking around saying, yep, that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. No, but it means that God the Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you in what to say and when to say it. And I've tried to help our young people in the Christian school to say, you know what? It just takes one. If there will be a young man, a young lady that is willing that when a conversation doesn't go like it should be going, for them to say, hey, let's change the subject because we want to honor the Lord. Let's honor the Lord here and let's do the right thing. If they'll do that, can I tell you what they'll do? They'll turn the light on. They'll turn the light on. After I came to know the Lord as my Savior and God began to work in my life, I remember I was with some close friends. It was a pastor and his family and their children. We were close together. But I remember they began to talk about things that were not right. And it was not pleasing to the Lord. It was not acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. And I can still remember that day saying, hey, look, let's not talk about this. I'm trying to follow the Lord and I want you all to follow the Lord. You know what it did that day? The light turned on and the conversation changed because someone had to reprove the works of darkness. You know what? In the church, the same is true. The church, it should be that we are all, hey, let's not be critical. We ought to be thankful. Hey, let's have the right spirit. Why? Because we want to walk as children of light. We want to be a blessing and encouragement. And God has called us to remove ourselves from darkness, but also to reprove the works of darkness. Number three, not only do we see that light reveals truth, light refuses darkness. Number three, and the last thing, light always requires a source. Light requires a source. The lights that we have on right now, there's a source to these lights. There's power connected to it. Now, if the power goes out, guess what? We have no light. I don't know about you, but in our home, when we know storms are coming, my wife gets out the candles, all right? How many other ladies are the same way, all right? You got the candles, you know, you're ready to go. And why? Because we need light in the home, you know? I remember as a kid growing up, the power would go out a lot where we lived at in Tennessee. And we always had candles, you know, and candles lit everywhere. And I remember one time going to bed at night and the power had not come back on. It had been off for many hours. And then about 2 o'clock in the morning, the power came back on. Well, you talk about an awakening, you know. All the lights came on, you know. We're all, oh, whoa, wait a minute, you know. And you know what? Light requires a source. If there is to be light, there has to be a source. Most of the time when I need a flashlight, guess what? My kids have run the batteries down, all right? How many dads understand what I'm talking about there, all right? Yeah. Guess what? It has to have a source. There has to be some power energizing the light. Now we understand that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. And He is the very source of light. But I'm speaking specifically that we are children of light. And if we are going to be light, then there has to be a source. Do you remember when Moses spent that time on Mount Sinai? He spent all of those days with the Lord. You remember when he came off the mount? Guess what happened to Moses? He was glowing in the dark, buddy. He had been in the presence of God, who is light, the Shekinah glory of God. And he had to cover his face because his light, his face shone because he was in the presence of a holy God. You know something? I haven't seen people before. I've seen them. And I've known you've been in the presence of the Lord. I can tell it. You've been in His presence. I know you've been in His presence because your light, your life is shining. You know what it is to go in certain restaurants and after you leave the restaurant the rest of the day, people know you've been in that restaurant, all right? You understand what I'm saying? The smell just permeates into your body, you know? I can come home sometimes and my wife says, yeah, I know where you ate today, you know? And I can't hide it. Why? Because there was something from being in that very presence that permeated. And folks, may God help us that when we are in His presence, when we are alone with the Lord Jesus, when we spend that time in prayer, there is a peace, there is a joy, there is a radiating light that comes upon our life. We know, people know about us. They've been in the presence of God. We had a lady that worked in the church where we came from. And I'm going to tell you something. Every time I saw that lady, I knew she was in the presence of the Lord. I knew she had spent time in His Word. I knew it. By the way, you know, usually in the summertime, you can tell young people especially, they're all sunburnt. You can tell they've been swimming or they have been in the sun a lot. You can tell it. When I was a boy, I just lived outside. Man, I'll tell you, my mom has shown me pictures. I looked part Indian, you know? I really did. In fact, my grandmother was Cherokee Indian. Maybe that was it, you know? My sisters would say that I'm part Indian, that's for sure, all right? Savage or something, you know, or whatever. Went on the war path every once in a while, you know? But you know what? I spent so much time outside. Man, I'll tell you, I was just brown. Brown as could be. I had spent time in the light, the sun. You know what, folks? So often we live in darkness because we haven't been in the right source. We walk in confusion and despair because we have not been in the light of God's Word, in the light of His presence. We just haven't been. We've not been close to the Lord. No wonder we live in darkness. No wonder we live in despair. No wonder we live in confusion. Folks, tonight, God has called us to be children of light. Now, by the way, in closing tonight, when Albert Einstein formulated his famous theory of relativity, he said he was able to put forward this theory because there is one thing and one thing alone in the world that is constant, and it is the speed of light. Everything else in the world is relative. Folks, you know that light is the only thing that is constant in our natural universe, But the Lord Jesus Christ is our one constant in the spiritual realm. Folks, tonight, even the sun, which has never failed to give its light since the day that God created it, will one day cease to shine. One day. But the light of Jesus, however, will illumine heaven for all of eternity. You know what? I'll be honest with you. Physically, I hate darkness. I hate it. I like light to be shining. I love it. And you know what? One day in heaven, we don't need the sun thereof because Jesus Christ is the light thereof. Amen. He's the light. And because He is there, everything is illuminated. Everything is lighted. And folks, so often we are discouraged. We live in despair. We live in confusion. We live in uncertainty because we are not in the presence of the one who is all forever constant. He is light. We will soon enter into a new year, just a few days from now. And though our world is a very uncertain place, and by the way, it's not just gotten uncertain, it's always been uncertain, you know? The world has not just gotten wicked, it's always wicked. And even though we live in an uncertainty of a world, we have something that is constant, and it is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the only thing constant. And that means that Jesus Christ is my Savior yesterday, today, and forever. He is the one who provides for me yesterday, today, and forever. He is my friend yesterday, today, and forever. He is faithful to me yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. We are to walk as children of light. But no wonder we don't have light. It's because we've not been in the right source. And may God help us that we live in the light. You know what? I want to be a light in this world. But folks, to be honest with you, I don't have any light whatsoever. Do you know that we don't have light of our own? It's the light that God does in and through us. It's His light this world needs. It's His truth this world needs. Walk as children of light. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight for Your work in our heart. We thank You to know that, Father, God is light, and in You there is no darkness at all. God, help us not to walk in the darkness, but to walk in light. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. How many would be honest tonight and say, Pastor, would you pray for me because I've been walking in the darkness of unconfessed sin and I need the light to expose that, and I want to get it right with the Lord. Pray for me tonight. Would you lift your hand? That's me, preacher. That's me. Amen. Thank you. How many would be honest tonight and say, Pastor, would you pray for me because I've been so discouraged? I've lived in confusion and almost darkness. And the Lord has dealt with me tonight that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Pray for me. Would you lift your hand? That's me, preacher. That's me. Amen. Amen. Tonight, how many would say, Pastor, I want to be a light to this dark world. I want to be that. Would you pray for me? Would you lift your hand? That's me, preacher. Amen. Amen. You have a source tonight. It is only Jesus. When you trust the Lord, when you look to Him, it's like walking out of darkness into His light. Let's stand together, would you please? May God help us tonight. Father in heaven, we sure need You. And we ask You to do Your work in our hearts. And Lord, help us to walk in the light of Thy Word. And Lord, to be in the source of Your light, in Your presence. Deal with us in this service. Bless in the invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's take our hymnals. We'll go to hymn number 334. The light of the world is Jesus. Hymn number 334. Brother Dan's going to come and lead us in this song. Let's sing it together. But if God has dealt with you, would you leave your seat and come? Hymn number 334.
lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. Like sunshine at noonday, His glory shone in. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. No darkness have we who in Jesus abide. The light of the world is Jesus. We walk in the light when we follow our guide. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus.
Amen. I want to thank you for being here tonight, and I thank you for your faithfulness. And Wednesday is the last service of the year, and I trust that you can come and be here. Make sure tonight, if you need a Bible reading calendar, a church calendar, make sure you get those off the table. I want us to pray for Brother Glenn Stevenson. Of course, he's an evangelist out of our church, and to pray for him. He heads out tomorrow to a youth rally. West Virginia, is that correct, Brother Glenn? And he'll be preaching there for a few days. I think it's a winter type of retreat for young people. Pray for him. The Lord will give him safety. And you pray this week as, Lord willing, pews are coming tomorrow. Of course, it's going to take them many days to get those in. Carpet will get finished this week. And so you continue to pray. The Lord will meet our needs there. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that tonight we can be here. And Lord, help us day by day to live in the light of your word, the light of your presence. And Lord, help us especially in a world of darkness that we can, Lord, be beacons of light. Help us to understand that we have no light of our own, but only through thee. God, as we pray, in Jesus' precious name, amen. Lord, bless you.